This guided meditation is brought to you by Julie Peters and Spirituality and Health. Visit spiritualityhealth.com for more. Winter Solstice Guided Meditation and Ritual. Welcome to this special guided meditation and ritual for the winter solstice. If you like, please have a candle with you, along with a lighter, a small piece of paper to write on, a pen, and a safe receptacle, such as a metal bowl half filled with water. Find a comfortable position to sit in. Light your candle, or imagine the candle flame in front of you. Your eyes may be open or closed. Take a deep breath. This light represents the last solar year. It represents the people and experiences that filled the last year of your life, since the last winter solstice. Some things have grown since the last year. Some things have faded away. Some things may have ended abruptly. Consider all that you are grateful for in your life, the things that you want to keep with you, the people that you love. Also consider the painful aspects of this last year. What you lost. What changed. Now think about what you keep from what has been lost. Lessons that were learned. Space that was created. New possibilities that grew from letting go. Consider what is still in your life that maybe shouldn't be. Things that you might be ready to let go of. This flame represents the entirety of this year, with all its joys and sorrows. And it's time to let go of the last year. Some things will stay steady in our lives into the next year, and others will not. Allow the last year to be contained within itself and open to the possibility of change. As you're ready, blow out the candle, literally or in your mind's eye. Close your eyes, if they're not already, and take a moment to sit in the dark. Allow yourself to mourn what has been lost. Hold in your heart the people and experiences that you miss. The solstice is a time for grieving, and old losses may arise for you from previous years. Allow yourself to honor and acknowledge what has been lost, no matter how long ago. grief is an aspect of love. There cannot be grief if there wasn't love. Let your love sit with your sadness. Bring lost loved ones, lost selves, lost dreams into the room and let yourself feel them. Let yourself love them. Now light the candle again. This light represents hope and rebirth. As you stare into this real or imaginary light, think ahead to the next year. What do you want? What will you focus on bringing into your life? What do you hope for? What are your wishes? Take some time to really think about this. Feel free to get some wild wishes going. Dream as big as you like and be honest with yourself about what you really want. Write down your wishes and intentions on your piece of paper, if you have one. Get clear on what the wishes are for yourself. Think of simple, clear sentences representing those hopes and dreams. Please take your time writing down your wishes. If you need more time, feel free to pause this recording so that you can get them all out onto the paper. When you've finished writing down your wishes or holding them in your mind, hold your paper or your hands against your heart. Take a moment to be with the feelings of making these wishes for the new year. Breathe into the space of your heart. And now we're going to set the wishes free. Carefully, hold the paper over the flame, over top of the water bowl. Be careful not to burn yourself. You don't have to completely burn the paper. Any smoke coming from the paper represents the wish being set free. Drop the remains of the paper into the water bowl. You can also imagine this whole process, simply visualizing your wishes going out into the world. This year, you will work to meet these wishes again in reality. Now take a few moments to acknowledge the work you've done on letting go and letting in, grieving, wishing, and hoping. Put your hands over your heart and give yourself a moment to simply feel. At the end of this ritual, if you practiced it with the physical ritual elements, you will have a bowl of wishing water left over. There are a few options for what you can do with the water, and I encourage you to do what feels right for you. You can mindfully compost the leftover paper and wash the bowl, rinsing away your grief and further setting your wishes free. Alternatively, you can take a jar of the water outside and offer a bit of it to a tree or a plant that you love, being careful to ask the plant first, and just dribble a little bit. Do not overwhelm the plant with the water and ash. That way the wishes can keep growing with the plant. You could also keep a jar by your bath and pour a little bit in every time you bathe, reminding you of your intentions for the coming year. Follow your intuitions, and if some other conclusion to this ritual feels right to you, make it up for yourself. Thank you for your attention and your intentions, and I wish you a very happy winter solstice.